Are you tired of living life according to someone else's standards and not getting the fulfillment that you desire in life? We see most people find their confidence based on what other people say about them or in what others are doing. You see, in this podcast, I want to help you find your inner voice, along with building your own self-confidence, ultimately upgrading who you are. The process of upgrading who you are starts right now. Hey, hey, upgrade community. Stand by for a quick message from my sponsor for today's episode.
I'll hop on here and talk about stress. One of the things that, you know, most people, not all people, deal with it. And I want to define it in my terms of what a stress is, and maybe you can relate in some sort of way, but you always get stressed out when things that you see are outside of your control, or things that you have no way, or you don't see a way out, or you don't see a way to fix it. Causes stress. In some cases, extreme stress. But operating with under stress or with a tremendous amount of stress, look, man, can be super dangerous because it can affect your health. It also can affect your mindset. It can affect your progress in life. There's a lot of different things or issues that can happen by dealing with stress or operating under the power of stress. And so for me, it's a big deal because if not limited, then it can't help you. It's hurting you. And some degree of stress is good. And you won't hear that often, but some of it is good because it continues to challenge you. The problem is when stress gets to a level or to a place where it causes you to give up, it causes you to lose the desire of moving forward or doing things differently, then that's not good stress for you. But you know what? Stress primarily comes from whenever the situation outseeds or overseeds your mindset. I mean, that's really getting to the root of it. When you're looking at a situation or a circumstance, you see no way out. It's larger than life. But it's larger than your mindset, than how you can think your way out of it, how you can see yourself out of it, how you can act your way out of it. Then guess what? You become very stressful. And that also leads to depression. And if not careful, man, it's not a good ending for that area. And it take you a lot longer to escape and to get out of those things, get out of that position in life. So how do you deal with it? How do you overcome it? That's the question is, how do you overcome stress? Look, you have to define some of the things in your life that you're gonna do no matter what. You have to define those things. You have to define the reasonings of why you do everything in the first place. You see, most of us wrap ourselves up in what other people say. We live our lives in the context of what everybody else says about us. Ooh, that's good. I'll say it again. Most of us live our life within the context of what other people say about us and what other people think about us. So all we're doing is living life without our own personal reasons, without our own personal purpose, our desires. We absent that to live within what somebody else thinks and says. Now, the next thing is you have to identify those things that are dictating your life. What are those drivers in your life that are dictating, that are causing you, that are behind every action you have in your life? You see, if you don't have any reasonings, any strong reasonings, things that you developed in your own personal life, if you haven't defined those things, then guess what's gonna happen? When something comes up, a circumstance or a situation comes up, it's gonna be very hard to deal with. Be easy to give up because you have no reasons, you develop none. Okay, like perfect illustration is your job. Like there's plenty of people that are stressed out in their job. Why? Because of what other people are, how they're treating them, what they think about them, what they're saying about them, and it causes them to stress because they feel devalued. Because they don't recognize the value within themselves. Because they haven't developed the reasonings and purpose of why they're at that job in the first place. Because they haven't developed a vision of where they're headed in their life and why they're living life. Then guess what? Every little thing that somebody says, every little thing that somebody does, when something doesn't go their way or they don't feel like they're being listened to, guess what? Stress comes on. And then stress turns into depression. And so I want to encourage you guys, you got to identify some reasonings in your life of why you're doing the things that you're doing and why you're going to do the things that you want to do. You have to develop those reasonings for yourself. If you're not doing that, then guess what? Everything around you is going to continue to irritate you. You'll continue to operate under stress. See, when I was in my most stressful time in my life, when the utilities were off and the water's cut off and, you know, I can't get in my garage doors and the repo man's knocking on my door, you know, I had reasons of why I wanted to continue. I had a bigger purpose than what I saw. You see, my vision and my purpose in life was greater than the circumstance and the situations that were currently in my sight. You see, if your vision's big enough, then you don't have to worry about the little things that are in your current sight. Because vision, you can see past it. You can step over the current situations and circumstance. But you got to have a greater vision. You got to develop that. You got to develop a vision for your life. You got to develop some long-term goals, something that you're shooting and you're tracking after. You gotta create some reasonings of why what you're gonna do, why you're doing them in the first place. You gotta do these things. If you're not taking action, if you're not pursuing those things, then guess what? I'm telling you, everything in your life is gonna become irritable to you, especially where you spend most of your time, which is on your job. And so look, this is important because there's so many people that are out there that are dealing with the stress, they're hopping jobs. They're saying, oh, well, this job is not for me because they haven't developed a plan for themselves. They haven't built the confidence. They haven't built the mindset. They haven't built the reasonings. They haven't built the vision that's going to encourage them to continue to go. Some of you are at dead-end jobs, but you think, hey, I'm at a dead-end job, but you won't, because you think that way, you won't learn the things that you need to get and have the next opportunity. So you're focused on the dead-end job and you get frustrated because you see no end in sight. But instead of focusing on that, you can focus on saying, you know what? What is it that I need to learn here? There's a reason why I'm here. What is it that I need to learn that's going to help me in my next opportunity? You see, that's a different perspective. That's a different reasoning of why you're there. And because you have that reason, now you can see everything differently. You're not easily offended by what somebody else says. You're not easily distracted because it's a dead-end job. You're not marking yourself because of what you're doing. Now you're saying, hey, what kind of skill can I learn here that's going to now help me on my next job? You see, that's vision. That's vision. So the little things that's happening currently in your life, that stuff doesn't matter anymore. It doesn't matter because you have a vision further than where you are. And so I want to keen in on that, is to develop your vision. What is that vision for your life? What are some reasonings that you can develop that's going to help you define your every action? And to find the things and the reasons why you're doing things in the first place. Like, that's super important. But if you want to deal with stress, if you want to overcome stress, then you got to develop a vision that's greater than what you're going through right now. That's greater than your circumstances and situation that's right here in your sight. Develop something that's going to be bigger than that. Because all stress is, the stress, all it does is, it's a situation or a circumstance that's greater than and superseding your mindset, your current state of mind right now. So develop your mindset. Develop that vision for your life, for every aspect of your life, your job, your family, your finances, your relationship. If you can develop vision for those areas that are greater than your current circumstances and situation, then I can tell you, you're on your way to climbing out of that stress. You're on your way to climbing out of that depression. You're on your way of living and progressing in life and getting back on the track of moving forward. But you have to do the work.
Thank you so much for listening to my podcast. If this message really inspired you, look, I want to ask you to please share it or rate it. By you doing this, this really helps me reach millions of people all over the world to help them also upgrade who they are. Again, thank you for listening, and let's continue to upgrade.